Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Adar, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher to find Rezivik Hagon b'karav mamesh. And Mishnah Ches tells us Hamudar Namei Chasnai. A person's son-in-law is not allowed to have benefit from him because of a neder. Who writes that losses lebitay mois? But he wants to give his daughter money. However, his son-in-law is not allowed to have any benefit from that money. What's he supposed to do? Aymer La. He tells his daughter, Harei Hamois Ha'elin Usun Malach Matana. This money is given to you as a gift. Ubavad Shlo Yehel Balech Roshos Bahen. On condition that your husband does not have any rishus in them. The only thing you're allowed to do with them is to buy food and put that in your mouth. That's literally what this means. And in this way, the husband is not automatically zaycha in what his wife receives from her father. And this is the only way that the father is able to give his daughter this money. Because any other which way she's going to receive the money, it automatically belongs to her husband. And that means that her husband is receiving benefit from his father-in-law. And now moving on to Mishnah Tes, we quote a pasuk. The pasuk tells us, "Neder almanu grusha yakim aleha," and the neder of an almanu or a grusha shall be established. Meaning, if a widow or a divorcee makes a neder, so that's a valid neder. Now, the pasuk does not need to tell us this because it's obvious that if an almanu or a grusha makes a neder, it's 100% valid right away. She doesn't have a husband that could be made for it. So, what's the pasuk telling us? What's the chiddush? It must be that there's something else that we're learning from here. Ketzad the Mishnah says, "What's the pasuk teaching us? What's the chiddush?" Amro, let's say she said, "Harini nazira la'achar shloshim yaim." I'm going to be in Nazira after 30 days. Right now, I'm not in Nazira, but after 30 days, I'm going to have to keep all of Dina Naziros. Even though within 30 days, she got married, and that means that when her nether kicks in, she has a husband, he's not able to be made for that nether, and that's what the pasuk is saying. That when she makes a nether as an almana or a grusha, even though by the time the nether kicks in, she has a husband, the husband is not able to be made for it. Now, the flip side is true as well. Nadra v'hibur shos habal, mefer la. If she makes a nether and she's in the rishus of the husband, he's able to be made for it for her, even though when the nether kicks in, she doesn't have a husband anymore. Ketzad was an example of this. So she's married, and Amra, she says, Harein nazir l'achar shleishim yaim, I'm going to be a nazir in 30 days. Even though within 30 days she was widowed or divorced, if her husband was ready made for it when he heard it, it's 100% mufar. Even though, again, by the time that the nether kicks in, she doesn't have a husband anymore, still that hafar that he did originally is 100% valid. Now here we have an interesting case. Let's say she made a nether that day. We're going to give an example on Sunday. And then he divorced her that very day, and then he remarried her on that very day. He's not able to be made for that neder anymore, even though it's B'yayim Shammai. It's the very same day that he heard it. And why is that? Because that klal, this is the rule. Kol sheyatzos l'shos atzma shal achas. If she went into her own rishos, even for a short time, he's not able to be made for the neder anymore. And therefore, even though it's B'yayim Shammai, it's the same day that he heard the neder. Since there was a point in time during that day that she was completely in her own rishos, because she was considered a grusha, a divorcee, her husband is not able to be made for that neder anymore. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.